I move that we recess the executive session and come back to the public portion of the meeting.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. We'll do a roll call on that.
Stop.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I think while it's fresh in my brain, I want to propose a resolution. Do you have any pre-prepared resolutions?
Just one.
Okay, so this is going to be resolution 2019-11-12-2. And this resolution approves a settlement proposal to East Wayne Fire District to settle all lawsuits and mutually release both parties from future claims. Specifically, East Wayne Fire District would withdraw all prior claims to the 2015 contingency agreement from Sugar Creek Township's withdrawal from the district, also known as the five-year agreement. Sugar Creek Township agrees to withdraw all prior claims of any division of assets from the 2014 joint amended agreement that initially created the joint fire district. And looking at the numerical paragraphs or claims from East Wayne's resolution, Sugar Creek Township would agree to cooperate on placing a levy on the ballot for 2021, specifically by creating a fire tax district in the unincorporated area of Sugar Creek Township, which would release the burden of taxation on the residents of the village of Doughton. Additionally, the three-year one-mill levy from 2018 through 2020, collected during 2018 through 2020, but assessed in 2017 through 2019, sorry about that, would be split between EWFD and Sugar Creek Township on a 54% to East Wayne, 46% to Sugar Creek Township. Sugar Creek Township would agree to East Wayne soft billing residents of Sugar Creek Township and, as stated before, we would withdraw all prior claims to the division of assets from 2014. Pursuant to the division of funds ascertained by the Wayne County Auditor. Both parties would be responsible for their own costs. This agreement would result in a payment to East Wayne of approximately $104,000. And as part of the settlement, a payment of $35,000 to Kidron.
That's not from us, though.
That is part of the settlement.
Okay.
It's 139.
Minus 35 is the 104.
104, that's EWFD, the extra 35 goes in. But 139 is the settlement.
Yep.
So who's funding the 35?
We are.
I want to...
It's the settlement was, as we discussed, with 139. That's the 35.
It's yep.
We're just merely passing along the Kidron.
That's the 3 years of tax funds times the 54% minus 35 minus all prior clause payments is equal to 104,000.
Okay. So the minus is reduced in that.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
There was a phrase I wanted to put in there. It might come to me. Well, I think the context of the settlement proposal is this: this would bring a conclusion to the lawsuits and would get us back on solid footing with all three of our partners that provide fire and EMS service in the township, so that moving forward we can create new contracts for services that are based solely on the solely on the 1 mil levy. Okay, I also want to have a statement in the paragraph where we talk about the $104,000 and the $35,000. While this would settle, and my context is, while this would settle the lawsuit, these funds would pay out from the township as contingent fire and EMS contracts. I can't promise I can repeat word for word what I just composed there, but where do you have gaps?
Settlement proposal easily parties could just settle all the lawsuits mutually release both parties from private claims, specifically the 5-year agreement and division of assets between the fire district.
Yes.
Should the district would cooperate to placing a levy on the ballot for 2021 by creating a fire tax district in the unincorporated section of the township.
Yes.
Split would be 54-46.
Yes.
Should the district would agree to EWFD soft billing township residents.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties would be responsible for their own costs. This agreement would result in an approximate payment of $104,000, parentheses 139 minus 35, and as part of the settlement. And as part of the settlement, a payment to KBF for $35,000. While this would settle the lawsuit, they would, this, the, this would settle. Payment would be from the township as contingent
fire and EMS
contracts.
Yes.
2 years. Right. 20 and 21.
And would pay out over 2 years. I so move.
I'll second.
And we'll have a roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Lutz. Now, let's get through the hygiene part of the meeting, so to speak, all the financial statements and bank statement bills. Get that out of the way, then we can continue on with the remainder of the meeting.
Okay, here are the financials.
That's it.
For October 2019. They are the same from what you received in the email.
All right, any comments, corrections, discussion?
And then the payment list for tonight, you've got that?
Yes.
After we pay the bills, how are we doing with the general fund?
I have that as well. Fund balance report, I have that for you as well.
All right.
Yes, keep in mind, the one you have now is as of December, or October 31st.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I move we approve the financial statements.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mitch. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none.
Here's the bank reconciliation for October. Any discussion or corrections? If not, then I move that we approve the bank reconciliation statement as presented.
Second.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? Motion carries. There's just one form to sign there, right?
Yes, just that. Here are the payroll vouchers. There's three payrolls, two for each payroll. Jimmy did not sign the one.
Did I not, did I miss the one?
That's why it took so fast. It went so fast.
Okay, next I have a resolution to amend the appropriations from one account to another within the same fund in the amount of $3,960 to allow for expense for trustee salaries. This is in the general fund. I have the resolution here. Hopefully this would cover us through this month and next month so that we don't have to do it again. And that's just reallocating balances that are left in one account to the other account.
Because we mostly draw out a general fund.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions or discussion? No questions or discussion, then I'll move that we approve resolution number 2019-11-12-01 to amend appropriations within the general fund to reallocate appropriations to allow for trustee salary costs.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. We'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Do we sign this?
Yes. There's lines there.
There are lines.
I have another resolution that I kind of forgot about. This resolution is a revenue budget correction. Permissive motor vehicle license tax in the revenue budget side. John had noticed last month and month before, when I put the budget in, it was just put in the wrong account. And so, like, the interest account had $17,000 and the revenue account had $100 or something. And so this is just the revenue side, it's just the budget side, but I did do a correction to fix that and to move those funds. This is all I have for you to look at this point, so we need to have a resolution to approve that.
It's just one entry in and out, right?
Yeah. It's just a budget entry too, it's not any kind of actual.
All right, if no discussion, then I move that we approve resolution number 2019-11-12-03 to address a revenue budget correction of $17,490 in the permissive gas tax fund.
A second.
Thank you, John. We'll have a roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Again, we're getting to the end of the year where we need to do some more. There's, oh, I don't have the total. No, yeah. The total is 23,324.44. And all of them are then and now. These are all then and now, no blankets or super blankets? All then and now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I move, any discussion, guys, on these? Okay. No, okay. I move that we approve then and now purchase orders beginning in sequence from 76-2019. They were in sequence. Through 84-2019, Apple Creek Tree Service, $640 for tree trimming. Auditor of State, $123 for IPA quality approval, no, quality review. Henderson Products, $712.48 for repairs. Locksmith Shop, $293.80 for repairs to the filing cabinet. Procoat LTD for crack sealing along Emerson, Rudy, Arnold, and Lake Harmony for $14,250. St. Meyer Oil, $800.14 for fuel. Stony Point, can't do the math, $1,427.52 for repairs, maintenance, small tools. Brock Yoder for security, $77.50. Al Schrader, $5,000 for professional accounting and legal services. I so move, I didn't say that to begin with.
I'll second.
All in favor of approving these then and now purchase orders, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so these are approved and we'll each take three and
take a break.
Do you have a bunch to sign?
No, it's no. Okay. We can take a break. Okay.
No, really, are you done? All right. This is the payment listing for tonight. You'll see some duplicates, mostly a lot of duplicates from the POs you just looked at. Oh, I haven't checked which one.
So does that just void those warrants out?
Yeah. I got a new printer and my printer checks it for them. So now that I know which way to go in.
Questions, clarifications? Not, then I move that we approve the payment listing as represented here.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
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 Any opposed or abstained? And we will sign checks prior to adjourning the meeting.
That being said, this is the updated fund status after the bills tonight. I'm done.
As of 11/12.
It's as of 11/30, actually.
Because we're not.
Because some.
Writing any more checks. Got it.
Some of the utility payments don't actually come out till later in the month.
Got it.
Even though you approve them now, I don't release the money till the due date they're due.
All right. Do you need a brief recess?
I do.
All right, on to old business. Just want to follow up on some resolutions that we had last month. The financial statements are up on the website. What I did was just take the months of August, September, no, I'm not saying that right, July, August, September, from the third quarter.
Third quarter.
And put those in each of the respective months. I think going forward, I'll ask the fiscal officer to compile everything into a quarterly statement for each of those three statements, and then we'll apply them to the month that ends that quarter. So fourth quarter, it would be in the December month bucket, because we had approved that based on a quarterly basis.
The intention.
Yeah.
Was that it would just be March, each, the ending of each third month. But that's.
But it would be, yeah.
It is cumulative.
Right. So I don't have to upload
all of them.
3 months worth. I can just upload that month end of the end of the quarter. And that has everything.
That was my intention. It just.
Well, no, because the month would just have just the month. I will have to run them.
Right.
But it would have the year to date.
Yeah. Well, depending on. Yeah.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
What report it is.
I mean, whether it will show year to date. appropriation shows year-to-date.
Yeah, it has a year-to-date column on it.
And then the cash summary would have where we're at on that.
Yeah. As of current.
I mean, either way, it's fine.
Right,
that was
yeah.
my intention.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, if I don't have to upload 9 documents, just upload 3 instead, I'm cool with that. And that fulfills the literal intent of that resolution. Okay. John, you had asked for an update on resolution 2019-10-08-10. That was appointing me as point of contact to talk to Ohio Township Association, Ohio Attorney General, and Ohio Auditor of State.
Yeah.
And you've seen the only information that has passed between me and them.
Okay.
They have not responded, and I haven't had time to push it. You wanted to review information from Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, and I took that to mean open tickets. Is that what
yeah.
you wanted to review? Is there anything to do there? Or?
No, we pretty much got it all discussed.
Got it. Krug Road update?
Krug Road, the form was sent in, and I got a reply from Jarrett saying that she would get a hold of us if there was anything else that was needed. So as far as I'm concerned, that should be done. I will double check again this month just to be sure. Just because I haven't, it took her a week or two to reply to that one. So I'll just double check to make sure we are done. And then I'll turn that over to Anita, that whole pamphlet of documentation that we need to keep.
Okay. Blosser Road update.
Blosser Road update, all we got to do with that one will be is to give Kevin, tell him that he needs to contact the Wayne County Engineer's Office, the sign department, and they will get him the correct sign that'll be having Blosser Road at 45 mile an hour.
Okay. That's
so
a reduction.
There's a form that Kevin will have to sign to send back to Brock.
Cool. And then you had followed up. We had an issue last meeting about a property on Jericho Road that the neighbors were interested in seeing if they could push back on the homeowner a little bit. And you spearheaded that, I think.
Yes, I contacted both those owners that have been, for all intents and purposes, helping take care of that property. That's the downside. They've been taking care of the property. We can't go in there if it doesn't look run down, and Ohio Revised Code doesn't give us any help with that.
Yeah.
So I explained that situation so that you can keep mowing it and try to work with the homeowner, or don't mow it, and then the township can come in and you know, take care of the property and assess that towards the homeowner. That's their two options they have to do right now. And there's been some contact with the homeowner. The homeowner's not actually from this area. I believe they are out of state, like Tennessee area.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas, thank you. So there is issue with distance and health and a lot of other things that go into that whole mess.
Yep.
There's nothing up on the matrix yet that I saw.
No, there's nothing to ask because there's nothing on the Ohio Revised Code that gives us the ability to go in there and do anything. If they had overgrown weeds, if they had trash laying around there, if there
right.
was some type of nuisance,
yeah.
we could take care of that. So they have to let the property go. The problem is that they've been taking care of it, which is great as neighbors, they've been doing that, but they're getting tired of doing that.
Yeah.
So it's either have an eyesore or take care of it. Is there two ways
but
to go?
I thought we were going to open up a ticket just as a timeline that this started, and, but.
There's no, nothing to.
I mean,
if there was overgrown stuff,
there's nothing to do, then that's.
Yeah, there's fine. Nothing to even bother the prosecutor with right now.
Okay.
I think we'll let the minutes stand that we address this October to November, and it's in the hands of the homeowners at this time. Yeah. All right. You both had issues that you wanted to talk about with respect to letters from Constock.
Yes.
So I'll turn the floor over for that.
I'll go first.
Do we want to do that since we already discussed
yeah.
that with Lutz, and he said pretty much just let it kind of.
I had actually, there were two letters that came in, and I think we have somebody who's going to speak. Are they going to do that after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We received a letter from East Wayne Fire District's attorney David Comstock, basically telling us that we could be liable for, or there could be possible litigation against our township and township trustees could potentially be liable if we contracted with Kidron for fire coverage. We've heard from the attorneys that's not anything to really be concerned about, but I think it was really, really in poor taste. I mean, here is, we're trying to get something done with them. We get this letter, and also the Kidron Fire Department received a similar letter of a threatening letter about a lawsuit. I had put a statement together on October the 23rd after I had seen this this letter that had been given to us. And basically, I put a statement together, and I won't read the thing here, but I do want to submit this for my statement as a township record, a public record. But I was just appalled that Attorney Comstock and the East Wayne Fire District Board would send a letter like this threatening litigation when we're trying to do our best to get out of this. And I gave this to the Gazette. I thought they were going to print this, my statement on it, and they came back and said no, they weren't printing statements anymore. So I will submit this as a, and I'll give a copy to everybody, but I'll submit this as a township record. But I'm just, you know, what really annoyed me was when they were going after the Kidron Fire Department volunteers, and since the East Wayne Fire District has formed, Kidron's run a little bit less than 1,000 calls, and they've done, that includes mutual aid and calls in their own territory, and they've answered every one of them, and it seems like they should get a thank you rather than a threat for a lawsuit. So I'll give that to you, Anita. I'll send that to you tomorrow, and I'll give you guys copies.
Okay. Tom, you're a member of the KVFD board.
Yeah.
You guys received a letter from Comstock as well. You,
yes, we did.
Can you discuss what that is or was?
Basically, the same thing as what Mitch was kind of saying. They're going after the fire department along with the board of directors, which me kind of gets home because I am on that board. You know, to be honest with you, Scott and the board trustees here, I'm getting tired of it. We kind of put a little letter together here, kind of explaining our stance on this. Tom, I showed you this letter already too. We talked before the election. But here again, we kind of sent this out to the Kidron community. The Kidron Volunteer Fire Department is 100% unpaid volunteer fire department with 29 members who are willing to volunteer their time to serve their community. There are also 7 people on the board of directors, 2 firemen, and 5 members of the community who are willing to volunteer their time with no compensation. Over the past 5 and a half years, the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department has handled not only its own calls, but has provided assistance to the East Wayne Fire District over 140 times. The Kidron Fire Department has not failed a single time to respond to the fire district when aid has been requested and has done in a timely manner. Without complaint, compensation, or even as much as a thank you. The East Wayne Fire District. Even after the East Wayne Fire District had failed to pay the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department in 2015 for services rendered, they still continue to respond. Instead, the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department has false accusations and threats of lawsuits thrown out. Not only is the East Wayne Fire District threatening the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department with a lawsuit, they are also threatening individual members of the community who serve on that board. Personal lawsuits. The Kidron Volunteer Fire Department Board of Directors presented a contract for the calendar year 2020 by Township Trustee Scott Whitmer. The Kidron Volunteer Fire Department did not present it to them. The Kidron Volunteer Fire Department has been committed to life, safety, preservation of property, both in our community and in our neighboring communities. And the threat of all lawsuits is the thanks we get for helping our neighbors. And basically, the board of directors had signed their name to this letter, too, that went out. But here again, I'm sick and tired of it, and it needs to stop.
I know, John, you had had a proposed letter that you wanted to talk about. I think one of the issues you touched on in there was whether or not this letter from Comstock was approved by the board, their board or not. What I thought was interesting, this letter, both letters from Comstock were dated October 14th, and at the October 16th EWFD meeting, there was no record in the minutes that this was discussed. So I think your point about whether or not this was truly action approved by the board or not is interesting, but regardless, the letter is out there. Whether it was approved by their board or not, it appears that it is, and it is what it is, and they've got to live up to that statement. And it's unfortunate that that letter came out on the 14th. They had a meeting on the 16th, and then it wasn't 2 days after that. There was a mutual aid call in the village down that Kidron responded to, regardless of what threat of personal liability there might have been. So to me, it was pretty hypocritical. Do you want to go forward and talk about your proposed letter to the EWFD board at all, or not?
I think after our discussion in there, our counsel with Schrader and Lutz, they both advised just that since we have the proposal moving forward, just to let it lie and move forward with our proposal versus worried about going back and forth again. So I think if that's the case, I think maybe that is a wise decision, and I'd still like it answered, but at the same time, if both councils are saying just let it go, work on trying to create a proposal that gets us done with this.
Yep.
I think that's the way we should move.
Yep. Any further on the letters from Comstock? Thank you, Tom. We've had a couple public records requests, and while the prosecutor was here, I was tempted to ask him about it, but I think rather I want to probably have a more formal ticket to talk about how we need to respond to one. In particular, there was a public records request for any requests that the township has received from media for special meeting notices. And there have been no requests from media for special meeting notices, to my knowledge. And I spoke with our fiscal officer. There was none that we were aware of, and so we were not able to fulfill that public records request. But I think what I want to do is go back to Wayne County Prosecutor and say, should we be in some way making a record of when we make meeting notices available on the website? I don't know enough about website to know if there's a cache of changes that are archived in any way or not, but I don't want to make a bunch of brand new township records, but at the same time, I think if we're going to have individuals who have a request like this, we're not able to fulfill them. We're innocent until proven guilty. It's kind of hard to prove that we didn't have a special meeting notice when no record exists, I guess is where I have trouble with it. Any thoughts about?
Is there any way on our website we can create like a notebook or a calendar and just so it doesn't get erased?
I wonder if Bird Eye could address that issue. Aren't they our website? If they have a cache of changes, you know nothing about websites, do you? Maybe I'll go to Bird Eye and then I'll determine if there's something they have.
I mean, you could do a screenshot.
Yeah, I don't want to consume all my memory on my phone.
Just leave the calendar all the way up. Just have a running calendar and then you block the date out. And that way it all is beyond there.
Yeah. Okay, I'll follow up with Bird Eye. And I think we can respond to the individual that made the public records request that there is no such record. Anita, did you have any other outstanding public records requests? Okay. Road supervisor's report was pretty brief. I just had it up. Here it is. And I forwarded this to you, Anita. Kevin says, in October, we finished mowing roads for the third and final time this year. replaced a 24-inch culvert on Bear Road. I was thinking when he was back on Bear Road, he was also putting those signs up for the blind spot on the hill. Put down 4 loads of asphalt on the culverts we replaced, put in a driveway culvert for a resident, and also started cutting berms on the roads that will be chip and sealed in 2020. August Fire Department reports, John. Anything to review?
Just why it's hanging, that's it.
Okay. I haven't looked at any of the reports.
So nothing has changed. Years in the box. I started looking at some of the dispatch differences. You'll notice there's quite a few in there where East Wayne, 8500, the way they do their dispatching, there appears to be a 2-minute delay between when they get the call and when they tone it out, versus Warcog, where they had one where they had it dispatched out in 17 seconds. So there's definitely a difference in how things are being kept. So any further going ahead, just we need to be vigilant about that.
And you're talking about the difference between the initial call when the operator is recording all the information, and then time elapsed until the dispatch.
Correct.
Okay.
I would safe to say that it is probably close to 2 minutes till they take the call, answer it, get the information, type it in the computer, and move on.
Yeah.
Anywhere from a minute to 2 minutes, depending on the type of call. I think that would be pretty fair. It's just how they keep that record is different between Warcog and 8500.
All right.
So that's all. Not faulting them, just two different ways of doing things.
Yep. And you're also breaking that out here as well?
Yeah, since we were kind of watching times.
Yeah.
You know, East Wayne's times were much better this past month and the month before that. And this is back in August, July.
Yeah.
So we're starting to review September. We kind of got lost there when Warcog kind of had a hiccup and I didn't get any information from them for about a month. So
if we were to break down time, I mean, really it's the time to patient is the most critical time, so we would have
right. Four
buckets of time. One is how long does it take the dispatcher to dispatch, how long does it take the responder to get en route, how long does it take the responder to get on scene. Wait, that's 3 buckets of time.
3.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
For the most part. And all of them are different variables every single time.
Yep. Anything on Orville or?
Orville and North Morris, they're not running cold.
Cool.
They haven't for a long time.
Talking about fire, I think this board needs to act tonight to extend the 2018 contract with Kidron Volunteer Fire Department into 2019. That is something that we did not do back turn of the year. As you know, private fire company cannot respond. I think they can respond, but I think there's some increased liability if they respond without having a contract. So I think we need to extend the 2018 contract forward for 1 year.
Something. Are we going to extend that resolution or just that? How do you want to do that?
I think we would create a resolution tonight extending the agreement forward for another 12 months in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would move to approve resolution number 2019-11-12-04 to extend the 12-month fire and EMS contract. It was really written and approved initially for the 2017 year, it was extended in 2018. This action tonight extends that contract forward into 2019.
So this is same contract. We've already paid the money, so this is just simply putting pen to the paper to make it legal.
It's making it legit.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we don't have to do the same necessarily for East Wayne because they're their own government entity that has their own authorizations.
Correct. We're working on that as
yep.
we did tonight.
Yep. So ISO move.
I'll second.
And we'll have a roll call. Yes.
John.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I got one. Resident had contacted me with respect to a catch basin along Kidron Road, kind of across the street from the eye doctor's office, just south of Hackett. And the catch basin was in disrepair. It had an orange cone that had been sticking out of it for a period of months, and then the orange cone was tipped over. I snapped some pictures of that, sent it off to Scott Miller, asked him to address it as quickly as he could because with school back in session, there's lots of kids that are in that area, and I think it was kind of an attractive nuisance. And that was repaired. I got a letter here from Scott dated October 28th, just following up that they had put a steel plate over top of that, and I think there's still an orange cone there, but nobody's going to move that steel plate, and it's repaired underneath so that water is able to flow into the catch basin from underneath the steel plate. And then the one last thing that was in the agenda was some type of general fund projection. Is that something that we're talking about?
I'm good.
Okay.
Everyone's good.
Okay. We have one meeting agenda discussion request.
Do we have anything on contract for Kidron going forward?
I don't think. I think prosecutor recommended that we focus on resolution of the lawsuit first, and it may be that we need to come back and put together a contract for Kidron.
Okay, so that's the intent.
Yeah.
Because I think that needs to get done this year.
Yeah. Yeah. One meeting discussion request from Mr. John Sprunger. And so I'll give you the floor if you want to speak.
Okay. What it is, in reference to, and Kevin had said something about he had completed his mowing for this year, and I traveled just recently going out of Boulder Road, actually from Emerson through Orville, and the job that he did is, you just can't believe the job he does with that mower. I mean, you go along and it's a professional job. And I think that he deserves some recognition from you people. But I personally talked to him the other day about it and just told him how much I appreciate the job he did and how he did it. And I think that, you know, as far as you guys are concerned, I know you talked about the possibility of replacing that more because of problems and stuff he had. But for the job he does, I'll tell you anything you can do to help him. It's just unbelievable. I mean, going out there along Polar, there were places where he, you know, made three passes, and I mean, just did a super job, and the whole way out. I mean, it isn't. It could be down his way and elsewhere too, but I think that Kevin really deserves deserves a pat on the back coming maybe from you folks. I did it personally just because I felt that, you know, I could do it. I did it when he was off, it was last Thursday and it was rainy, and I figured he might just be sitting around doing something at the shop. So I called him and we talked for quite a while. He has a little project he wants to do over on Kohler near our farm. And he's talked about it before, and he wants to possibly do something here this fall. But I think that, you know, it's just, to have a guy that can do the job like he did, or like he does, I mean, if you don't realize it, but you just go out and look at it, and you think, some professional came in with some fancy piece of equipment and did this job. And so I think that I'm just recommending that, you know, if you guys can recognize it in some way, or even just pass the word on from you, and you're his boss, and tell him that, you know, it's something that I think that needs to be done. He does a super job on everything, on the road. I mean, let's face it, we've got the best roads around. And this came from many years and many years of treating the roads properly, and it's carried on. But this mowing job is super professional.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for seeing that, recognizing it, and passing it forward to Kevin.
You know, maybe a lot of people, they just mow the ditches and that's it. But
it's hard to look at the ditch when I'm texting on my phone while I'm driving. Wait.
No. You might have to wait for me out of it. But no, if you drive out Kohler Road and just look at the job that was done, that means.
Yeah. Because there's some elevation changes there in the, I mean, significant.
Well, yeah, and, you know, just the way he mows around things. There's all kinds of obstructions when you're mowing.
Yep.
And just the way he handles the equipment and does the job, it's just super. That's all.
Mitch, that reminds me, we're talking about replacing that mower next year, I think. Did you talk to the sales manager?
Mm-hmm.
And
in the company.
And I think you had gotten a different.
Yeah, there was no price increase.
Price increase information from the national sales manager?
He said to go to him personally if there was a problem.
Yeah.
And he guaranteed that would be taken care of, and I'll give that to you.
Yeah, make sure Kevin's got that information.
Well.
Which part?
The head, the cutter. I mean, the whole mower assembly.
The actual mower, not the tractor.
No.
Tractor Sterling, that was different. This is Akron Trans, or Akron Tractor.
This is the company that makes that.
Yeah.
No, so
yeah.
I'll pass that along.
Appreciate that. So any other items that we have missed that wasn't on the agenda? I just threw that agenda together at the last second. It was not it. So I think we're ready to sign checks and then adjourn. So let's do that. Yeah, now I understand. They're in no order at all. All right. Last call, anything else before we adjourn? If not, then I move we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes. Yes. Any abstentions or objections? Thank goodness there's not.